Experts are warning we could see major spikes in the price of gasoline after Tropical Storm Harvey disrupted Texas Gulf Coast production. But gas prices tend to fluctuate even during times of relative calm. WYSO listener Chris Longo was wondering why that is. Why So Curious intern Liam Niemeyer investigates.
Finding the best gas prices can be a crapshoot for most people. Prices can fluctuate from hour to hour. Jeff Leonard, spokesman for the National Association of Convenience Stores, knows how a sudden spike in gas prices can get people angry.
There's an emotional connection to gas that doesn't exist for other products. You see the prices driving by 45 miles an hour. It connects to you a little bit more directly than a gallon of milk, a loaf of bread, things like that.
But ultimately, Leonard says gas station owners don't really have that much control over the price.
Gas prices fluctuate because they're tied to commodities. They're tied to oil prices. And oil prices go up and down by the minute, just like stocks do. So it's one of the few products that is very, very closely tied to what's happening on the commodities markets.
Crude oil is processed at refineries to make gasoline. And it's cheap because there's a lot of it in the world right now. Tom Kloza with the Oil Price Information Service says we can thank U.S. fracking for that.
Oil shale is a big game changer. And as recently as the Arab Spring back in 2011, there was very little oil coming from U.S. shale. And that's changed dramatically and will continue to change dramatically.
While there's a glut of crude oil right now, Kloza says gas prices could still spike. Because gasoline is perishable, one natural disaster could wreak havoc on gas prices.
But when you have problems with refineries going down because of hurricane threats or hurricane impacts or fires or, you know, events, then just-in-time can become just intolerable and you can see very brief gasoline price spikes.
In downtown Yellow Springs, a price bump can make or break the bank for Nippers Corner, a locally owned independent gas
station.
Do you want
me to fill it up all the way? Okay.
We've gone through some good times and bad times. A lot more bad times than good times. That's what I just need to say.
Ben Vosdale runs Nippers Corner with his in-laws, Jane and Dennis Nipper. Whenever he needs gas, he calls Hartley Oil Company in Washington Courthouse. They sell to him usually 20 cents per gallon lower than what's advertised to the consumer, what's known as the rack price. Add taxes and a small markup onto that initial price, and you get the gas prices everyone sees posted on the road. But usually gas station owners like Vosdale only make a cent or two of profit off of each gallon.
If someone's telling you that they make tons of profit off gas, then they're lying to you. You know, I'm going to just, you know, make it simple. If I have a major breakdown on one of my pumps and someone had to come out and fix it, we'll probably lost money for the month.
The real money is in the chips, drinks, and alcohol in the store. Jane Nipper helps inside the convenience store.
There is competition, and Speedway being one of the largest competitors, if not our largest competitor, we can't compete with just like, let's say, candy bars. They get specials on their candy bars. We can't buy a lot in volume.
Speedway, owned by Marathon Gas, has numerous gas stations across multiple states. Speedway buys their gas, food, and alcohol in bulk, which means they can beat Nippers Corner on price in many cases. So Nippers Corner has to find other ways to survive. Being a big part of the community is the heart of what keeps Nippers Corner going. Dennis Nipper, the person who the gas station is named after, lays out a red lawn chair in front of the store just to say hi to community members that pass by.
I sit right here in a chair with a Coke or a Pepsi or and just watch the world.
For WYSO, I'm Liam Niemeyer.
Why So Curious is sponsored by Proto Build Bar, proud supporter of Curious Minds.